turn on the light. Don't laugh, it will be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before. Where people stared and Cobain's eyes and scored like the video film we saw. His name was always Buddy, and he shrugged and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rest. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman prayed at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. Hard enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Kusinek, the astronaut, who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. The Bureau supplied for raging men. With snorting head, he gazes to the shore. Once outraged to see the raids no more. Like the video film bizarre. His name was always Buddy, and he shrugged and he'd asked to stay. She sighed like Twig the Wonder Kid and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know she really loves him. It's a crash course for the it's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rest. It's a driving Saturday. Driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday.
WMFO in Medford. Yes, it's Brian Young on A Crash Course for the Ravers Show, and I'm here till 3 today, bringing you deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, lots of local rock. Your requests, if I like them, at 855-915-9636. Today we got Hemofarb from Worcester coming in, and they should be here around 1:30, and we'll have to get them settled. I think they're going to play something acoustic. If not, I got CDs. But great guys. I saw them in Worcester and asked them if they wanted to come on the show. The big, big show. Speaking of big, big shows, tomorrow at Brighton Music Hall, there's the Rock Garden Revolution, a celebration of the White Album. I guess they'll be doing a lot of music, covers from the White Album, these bands. And there'll be Crow Follow, Smitty Smitty, Holy Smoke, The False Positives, Fifth Freedom, Galaxy Cake, Captain Easy Chord. He's trying to send me one of his songs, but I only got the preview. If I have to, I'll just play the preview. I don't know what else to do with it. And he's picking me up for the show tomorrow. I got to play something by the guy. And I think this is all hosted by Chachi Laprit, who I worked with over at BCN and ZLX. So, good friend of mine. Should be a fun show. Doors at 4 p.m. Music starts at 5. So we'll start with some artists that are going to play on that show. Here's some Holy Smoke for you right here on MFO.
Always just another guy. It's just your broken love. you got your mother in a whirl. Not sure if you're a boy or a girl. Hey, babe, your hair's all right. Hey, babe, let's stay out tonight. You like me and I like it all. You love dancing and we look divine. You love bands when they play it hard. You want more and you want it fast. They put you down, they say I'm wrong. You tack a thing, you put them on. Your mother in a whirl. Not sure if you're a boy or a girl. Hey, babe, your hair's all right. Hey, babe, let's stay out tonight. Stay out tonight.
You can't see a lesson.
91.5 WMFO. So, yeah, those are some bands playing tomorrow at the Rock Garden Rock Garden Records presents a celebration of the White Album at Brighton Music Hall. Doors are at 4 p.m. Music starts at 5 p.m. So, bands that we know are playing that. It's Holy Smoke. We played Smitty and the Fez Tones, The False Positives, Crow Follow, Little Billy Lost, and I know Fifth Freedom are playing, and Galaxy Cake. And I know there'll be many more, like Captain Easy Chord was added. And I've been trying to get some of his music. I think all I have is a preview. So excuse me if it starts in the, you know, not at the beginning of this, but I'm going to play it anyway so you can hear some of Captain Easy Chord. And after that, I will play a few of my choices of favorite songs from the White Album. And then we'll talk to Himmelfarb, who's at the front door. I got to run down right after this song and let them in. So, in any case, Captain Easy Chord, you can hear the real thing tomorrow. He'll sound kind of like this.
It would only last a day or two. But it's been driving along now for 3 or 4 days. No fair at all. Don't rain. Not on my parade. Don't rain. Not on my parade. Why must we keep playing the same old charade? How come I can't go up to LA?
Whoops, and I think that's it for that. That's Captain Easy Chord. Woo! Hopefully he'll get me the full thing and we'll play it to you soon. But anyways, I gotta go let the guests in. Himmelfarb will be here live very shortly, and we'll hear a few of my favorite tracks from the White Album right after this.
I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Footsteps coming. Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
WMFO in Medford, and yes, I am here with Himmelfarb. That was them you just heard. After the Beatles, we played a few of my favorites from the White Album. Don't Pass Me By, Savoy Truffle, Glass Onion. And then you experienced some of Himmelfarb with Jump the Wall. What's going on, guys?
What's going on?
How's it going?
Good, good. Good to have you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I saw these guys in Worcester, had a show that might be in the Thighscrapers played at, and come a little festival, and the first time I heard them, and they were my favorite out of what I heard there.
Oh, thanks, man.
Thanks.
So, yeah, you guys are the only one I asked.
it was an honor.
Let's hope that the guy who puts it on isn't listening so I can play that again.
Yeah. Play that one as much as you want. You have our permission.
So, Himmelfarb. Color of the Sky.
Yep. That's what it means in Yiddish.
Yiddish. Okay.
That's what it is, right? Yiddish?
Yeah. German. Yiddish.
She's German.
Nice.
Street from Germany, Elka.
Yeah, it was just the street that we jammed off of, and we needed a name. And
then really? The street was called Himmelfarb?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Himmelfarb, right in Millis, Mass, where we were jamming originally. And then, so we couldn't think of a name, so we decided on that. And then Mike, our other bassist, our previous bassist before Matt, looked it up, and it meant Color of the Sky, which is bonus.
Right. Very cool, very cool. You guys all grow up in Worcester or what?
No, I grew up in Dracut.
Okay.
Up in Lowell, where'd you grow up?
I'm from Milford, and Matt's from Arizona.
Yeah,
we really actually far met, away. We met out in Arizona, and then he moved.
No kidding.
Yep. Back here, yeah.
Desert rat.
How long ago was that?
Born and raised out there. I moved out here in 2013. Mm-hmm. Went back home for a little bit. Now I'm back here to enjoy the snow in the winter. So happy and excited.
But there's a music scene.
Great music scene, actually. I'm really, really excited. That's one of the big draws that brought me back out here to the East Coast.
A lot of bands have, yeah, just moved to Boston because they like that.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of places to play, surprisingly. Maybe the people out here might say a lot of places are closing down, which I've heard too. But
compared to other places.
Compared, it's a really, really great city to play music in, to meet people to play music in. That's how these two met, actually. They met at an open mic.
Open mic.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
In Milford.
Yep.
In Milford.
It's actually good being in Milford because we're right in the middle of three big cities.
Yeah. Okay, I'm talking to Eddie now. Why don't you guys, starting with Eddie, introduce yourself and tell them what you play, you know?
My name's Eddie. I play guitar and sing in Himmelfarb.
I'm Jeff. I play drums.
I'm Matt, and I play the bass guitar and do a little bit of background vocals as well.
Very good.
Yeah.
So, you don't have your instruments ready. Do you want me to play another one from the album?
Yeah, do that.
True, we don't have our instruments ready, so yes, that'd be great.
I don't think the audience wants to hear that.
No, we tuned outside, but it was kind of chilly. We were out there for a while. A dog violated me, and
oh my goodness,
it was pretty rough. Yeah, we're trying to get in, but we're glad to be here now.
Yeah, if you see a homeless guy out there, do not let him in. he claims to be like my best fan, but I don't see how he's listening to the show because he's a homeless guy.
He said he knew Brian, so it was
he has done that. Believe it or not, I walked out and he's been sitting in the other room. I'm like, Renee, what the hell are you doing in here?
Yeah, it's cold out.
I know, but I could lose my show, you know, if they think I'm just like supporting homeless people in the building.
Nobody wants that. Nobody wants to lose the show.
I do want everyone to be warm, especially
supporting homeless is okay.
Yes, yes, of course it is. Help the homeless. What track do you want me to play off the album?
Number two.
Solicited.
Solicited.
Why not?
What is it? Number two.
Let's do it. Oh no, this is Rain Check.
Well, hold on. CD's a little screwed up. Number two, you say, right? Mm-hmm. I mean the CD player.
And thanks everybody that's listening for supporting local music. It's needed. We've played some empty shows.
Yeah. So you say number two, right?
Yep, that's it.
Oh, shoot. How did I do that? There we go. All right, now I'm ready. It's Himmelfarb on MFO. I'm queuing that up again. Here we go.
Turn the page.
Excellent. Solicited by Himmelfarb. Now, you guys, you're going to do some acoustic, and have you ever played acoustic live?
No, we're going to show our versatility as a band.
But you've never done this before?
No. not as a band.
A world premiere.
All right. Well, I'm sure it's going to be great.
Glad you're sure.
Well, what do you want to start with?
We'll start with this song called Philosophy, which is on the Swell album.
All right.
Oh, wait, let me put this down a little bit.
Try and sing right into it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Jump the Wall EP.
Yeah.
A little different.
Sounds great. So how many albums have you put out?
I got four.
Four under your name, Eddie Emerson.
I got two under the Eddie Emerson name, one under Thrusters, which was my band in Gainesville, Florida. And then Himmelfarb, we got four songs recorded right now.
Okay. Yeah. I've been playing the Alachua County Jail. I've been playing that. Probably the most out of it. I love it.
Yeah, that one's kind of punky.
Yeah, I'm kind of punky, so.
There you go. I knew you'd like that one.
So, I've been putting on the Himmelfarb. Is that okay when I play an Eddie Emerson?
Yeah, because we play a lot of those songs on that album.
That's what I figured.
Yeah.
All right.
We don't play that one, actually, but we play like seven of them.
Learn it!
Seven of the ten.
We got it.
I know, we almost learned that one once, and we just didn't follow through. You know how it is.
Yeah.
Right
on. So what was that last song about?
Philosophy. That was, I don't know what it was about. It's up for interpretation.
Right.
I wrote a song, but I don't know what any of the words mean.
Just got ran. I don't know. It's just like kind of people my discontent for closed minds, maybe.
All right.
That's what I think it's about.
Sounds good. How many songs are you going to play today?
Three.
Just three.
Okay. What's the next one?
Next one, let's do Where You Are, which is a song on Swell as well.
Sounds good. Hemophob on WMFO.
Oh, are we doing this in standard?
Please. Cross, yes.
I got to keep this thing tuned down a step because the head's broken. Head's got a crack in it.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Count off.
Count us in. Was dedicated to Kelly Brannon.
What do you call that one again?
Where You Are.
Where You Are. By Hemophob.
Usually go into using my youth there.
I saw somebody was trying to call, but I wasn't going to answer it in the middle of the song. But if anyone has a question for Hemophob, 855-915-9636. Or if you'd just like to tell them how much you love them.
Don't be shy.
I asked Eddie, I go, so how many in the band? He goes, three beautiful boys.
I did say that, and I was hoping you could keep that to yourself, Brian, but that's who we are.
Trying to get me excited.
Yeah. Are we not?
Yeah, that's funny. But
now it's known. That's who we are.
Good stuff. What's next?
Losing My Youth.
What do you have to say about this song?
It's about getting old.
Right on.
Nobody's getting any younger.
No. Getting old sucks.
Yeah.
You want to do this one and drop one step
I can't down. Believe you guys never played acoustic together before.
Really?
I mean, it sounds amazing.
First time.
It sounds great.
Awesome.